Pueyatai forges amnesty plan. The Pueyatai party has confirmed its plan to issue an amnesty decree for all politicians and political groups facing charges or who have been convicted of politically related charges if it wins the July 3rd election. Chalum Yubamrung, former chief Pueyatai MP and a prospective party list candidate, told the Bangkok Post Pueyatai would soon reveal details of the draft executive decree. He said it would grant an amnesty not only to Thaksin Shinawat, the deposed prime minister, but also the Yellow Shirt People's Alliance for Democracy and the Red Shirts. The amnesty issue resurfaced soon after Pueyatai officially named Yingluck Shinawat, Thaksin's younger sister, as its candidate for prime minister. Ms. Yingluck obliquely answered media questions about an amnesty for Thaksin on Monday, saying only that it was too early to talk about that. But Mr. Chalun said that if the Pueyatai party won the election and formed a government, it would immediately approve the executive decree. The party is trying to decide whether it will call the edict the amnesty decree, or the decree granting amnesty to people who committed offenses after the September 19, 2006 coup d'etat. He said issuing an executive decree was easier, more effective, and more practical than trying to get legislation passed in Parliament, which would certainly require lengthy debate. If an executive decree is approved by the Cabinet, Parliament would only be required to acknowledge the decree. The process would take less than a week, Mr. Chalum said. The outspoken veteran said he had already told more than 300,000 people in the Northeast about the decree plan, which they welcomed because they wanted Thaksin to return home. The Pueyatai party will keep the public informed of its work on the amnesty decree. That way, the people can decide if they want the country to move towards reconciliation by granting amnesty to everybody or just a few individuals or groups, he said. Although the PAD had earlier voiced its opposition to an amnesty law, it would likely agree with the Pueyatai's amnesty decree now that its leaders are facing terrorism charges for blocking two Bangkok airports in 2008, Mr. Chalum said. He added that the amnesty decree would not compel the state to return the 46 billion baht in assets it has seized from Mr. Thaksin and his family. We believe that to win the coming election, we must do it this way. And if we can form the next government, everything will be very easy. Only the winner will write history, Mr. Chalum said.